My suggestion for a future topic is depression. If a parent has depression, how it affects the family. My name is Jeanette, and my husband has been battling severe depression for a long time now, and I have two children that are 9 and 10, and just watching them suffer and maybe get some of the depression themselves after living with it for so long, and when is enough enough? When does the person with depression need to be responsible for themselves and responsible for what it's doing to the family? Thank you. Bye.
All right. We get lots of suggestions here at our Intentional Living Center, part of Family Life Communications. Here at our Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona today, in the next 28 minutes, we're going to see some lives changed. We're going to encourage you all that maybe are struggling with something that my guest today, Greg Jantz, calls silent depression. Maybe it's obvious, like that caller. Maybe it's not so obvious, but you wonder if depression is impacting your marriage, your family. What is it doing to your family? Come and join us. You're welcome to join in the discussion today at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. And from beautiful Seattle, Washington, near the water, from there to here in Tucson, Arizona, nowhere near the water, just a lot of heat today. Greg Jantz is on the line with us from a place of hope with his mental health facility there, helping so many people around the country. Joining us from his office, Greg, welcome to Intentional Living today. How you doing?
Hey, good to be with you. And looking out the weather window, yeah, it's beautiful. We're looking at mountains and water.
We're looking at sand and heat. So how does that work? I guess I don't know. We won't go there. I'll get depressed if we keep talking about that. But we want to talk about silent depression today from our Intentional Living Center. And first, I want to welcome a brand new area to our family today. All of our new listeners on 93.1 in Metro Detroit, my hometown, growing up in Berkeley. Many of you, of course, in Michigan know 12 Mile and Woodward area, Oak Park and Berkeley. And so we welcome all of our friends from Family Life Radio, our ministry center here at Intentional Living, part of Family Life Radio. So we welcome you all to Intentional Living. The next 28 minutes, we take what we call experiencing hope. That's sort of the thing you hear on the radio every day. And we say we can experience hope, but so many people don't. They don't experience that kind of hope in their life. Hope is a reservoir available from God that's limitless, and yet experiencing hope is an option. And so we want to help you experience that hope today, especially if you have someone in your life or maybe you're struggling with depression. Greg, you said you called this silent depression. Explain a little bit. What is silent depression?
Yes, silent depression. And thank you. So good to be with you today. It's that kind of depression that maybe you've been living with a loved one. Maybe it's your wife or husband, and you've been worried about them for a while. You've watched, maybe it's a slow erosion of closeness or intimacy, and it feels like they've pulled back from you, and you just don't feel that connection that you have felt before. And it's kind of subtle, it's kind of sneaky, but over time, you kind of end up in some emotional isolation. So that's what we're talking about. It's not always obvious what it is. That's why I said, well, it's silent depression. We don't always put that label of depression on it, but somebody in the relationship is suffering.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you join in. Maybe you wonder if you have someone you love and you've been picking up signs that things haven't been the way they should be, and you wonder maybe it is a silent depression. It's not so obvious as some of the callers we get, but you sense that something's a little bit off in their life, and maybe that's you, silent depression. Love to have you join in. We're here. We love you, and we want to be a part of your life today. Dr. Greg Jantz joins me from a place of hope at his center in Seattle. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson here at our Center for Intentional Living in Tucson, Arizona, at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Talking to the person who may have this, what are some symptoms of this thing of silent depression, Greg?
Yeah, I think we might see some of the common symptoms of depression where you're pulling away from another person. We may see a struggle with self-esteem, just not feeling good about yourself. we could see an individual who's really had maybe a secret struggle with an addiction, misuse of prescription drugs. Maybe it's food addiction. Maybe it's a digital addiction. But you see, just a struggle with addiction in the background. Sometimes one of the symptoms is, I'll call it emotional hypervigilance. No matter what, you can't please your loved one, and they're always complaining or upset about something, or it's as though you could never please them, though you want to help. So that's kind of what this looks like. You know, the person that you live with could be easily overwhelmed. They may be maybe constantly irritated as well. It's challenging to live with, let's say that.
Yeah. Well, and I guess that's really the focus here today. You have someone in your life who's has this sort of silent, quiet depression, maybe not as noticeable to others as it is to you and to those that you love. And I think it raises the question, well, what do you do? I mean, what does a family member do with a person that's experiencing silent depression who may not acknowledge it or be aware of it? Maybe they've suggested they see a doctor or talk to somebody, and they kind of blow it off. What does a family do with someone that's experiencing this?
Yes, and it can be very touchy. And you hit it right on, Randy. Very touchy, very frustrating. It's like, I want to do something to help, but no matter what you've done, there's either resistance or defensiveness or denial. A person who's struggling may say, no, I'm fine. It's no big deal. And we try to just kind of rationalize that this is normal. So one of the first things you do is don't try to do it all alone. You can just get so exhausted and you just get so weary. So we need to alert. Maybe it's a good counselor, helper, pastor, Christian counselor, but we've got to have somebody come alongside us. So we're not alone in this, because it will drain you. You will feel depleted.
Yeah. And that may be a symptom. All right, let's take a break. You're welcome to join us. Do you struggle with this kind of a silent, maybe a low-grade feeling of depression? Boy, listen, in the world today, Greg, you're seeing this. I mean, in your clinic, in your work, I mean, you see thousands of people from what you do at a place of hope. In fact, you've been on this hope tour you mentioned around the state of Washington, going around to churches, teaching about mental illness, and they're jamming the churches or coming in to learn more because we know that we have a crisis in this country of mental health. And so maybe you have a question for Dr. Greg Jantz, or maybe you're struggling with this in your family. And one thing you've intentionally done that's made a difference, you're welcome to join us. The phone line's open for the next few minutes at 888-888-1717 from our Intentional Living Center. We'll be right back with your calls and more questions for you.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Psalm 119:147 says, I rise early before the sun is up, I cry out for help and put my hope in your words. Here's the point. Go deep into his word. If you're not experiencing hope, you got to get into his word. Meditate and memorize scripture. We should have scripture in our mind constantly. That's an excerpt from the series we've been doing, a 2-month series, part one, part two, now here in August, on how to experience hope. As I said at the beginning of the show today, hope, biblical hope, for those of us who are followers of Christ, we know is a limitless supply. There's a reservoir of hope in Christ. Christ is hope. And yet, experiencing hope is an optional decision on your part or mine. It's like being in a banquet hall with everything available, and we either choose to consume it or not. And we see people starving, feeling hopeless in a world that is really hopeless around us. And yet we know we have hope in Christ. So this series for July and August, the master class from our Intentional Living Center for our members, focuses on how to experience hope. What are the biblical steps to doing that? And we've been sending that out to a lot of friends, and we'd love to have you be involved. If you missed out, don't miss out now. Come and join us. Be a part of intentional living for your hope, for your home, for your life by calling 888-888-1717. Press number 2 to talk to our staff. Say, hey, I'd like to join, be a part of intentional living. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Press 1 if you want to talk to me on the air with Dr. Greg Jantz today, who gives of his time to come and be a part of this from a place of hope. Tell Greg, many of our new listeners who've been joining us, what do you all do there in Seattle to be offering hope to people? What is it exactly the center is about?
What do we do the last 39 years we've been showing up? So we're a mental health an addiction facility where folks come from all over the country to get help from a whole person point of view. We want to look at everything going on. That includes spiritual, that includes nutritional, that includes our body chemistry, past trauma, relationships. So we really truly, and the medical piece as well. Let's see, what else do we do? Fitness. We're going to do a fitness assessment. We're going to get you moving again. So it's the whole person. Mm. And we just find this works best. When we do this, depression, and the reason why we're talking about depression today is depression and anxiety are at the top of the list for people seeking help.
Yeah, now more than ever, have you seen a big increase since COVID, pre and post?
We've seen a big increase, and I think it's fair to say that our country is in a mental health crisis. There's just not enough good help for people that are seeking help at this time.
All right, you're welcome to come and join us at 888-888-1717. Let's go to Amanda. From Kansas, who wants to share something with us. Amanda, go right ahead.
My name is Amanda, and I was just calling to share my story about postpartum depression. After my first was born, I experienced postpartum depression, and I really didn't have Christ in my life at that time, and it was a huge struggle. And I really hit rock bottom. I thought I was going crazy. I thought I was the worst parent in the world, and I didn't have anything to fall back on. I went in and got treatment and started feeling better. But more importantly, my husband and I started going to church. And that was really when my life turned around and I started to feel better. There are medications to help with chemical imbalances, but really Christ has been the major difference for me in my parenting and in my feelings and in my life. So I just wanted to share a little bit about how Christ has made a difference for me through postpartum depression.
Hmm. Powerful. What do you find spiritually, Greg, when you work with people? I know you probably have people of faith, people without faith to come. But I know in your own life, and you know the difference that Christ has made. And what do you say to people who are listening? They're people of faith and they're struggling with depression, maybe feeling like, well, if I was a better Christian, maybe I'd be better, you know?
My suggestion is let's just pray for wisdom. What's the missing pieces? What are things that maybe this depression may be telling me I need to address something? The depression may be an indicator that there's a trauma or something that needs some attention. If I don't have any interest in faith or looking at that, you know what? You're welcome to come here. We do believe that we need to cover all the bases. And usually there's been some kind of hurt or some kind of, I feel like God has deserted me or let me down. I think those are important things to look at.
All right, let's get to some calls. We've got Don on the line in Arizona. Hey, Don, welcome to the show today.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Appreciate your call. How do you relate to this thing on depression?
Well, I've suffered from trauma most of my life and depression. And my wife and I, we were married for 26 years. And she always said I needed to get help. So I would ask her to help me out and find a counselor. She would never follow through with it. And then towards the end, she just had the better of it and and she decided to file for divorce and end our marriage. So,
are you finding help now, Don? Are you getting help? Have you found someone to talk to?
Yes, I see a psychiatrist. I've been diagnosed with several different issues.
Yeah.
But the medication has helped, and turning back to Christ has helped as well.
Mm-hmm.
If I could get my life back, I would love to do so, but it's not going to be that way. But my suggestion is anybody who's dealing with it, there is hope. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a freight train.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way of putting it. And you've reached out and got help. And I think, Greg, you would agree, if you're in a marriage, you're in a family, and you have depression in the middle of it, this is not uncommon to see marriages and families damaged, sometimes separated as a result of depression. Like any other illness, this is another illness. And just admitting I need to get some help is probably the first step in this process of saying, hey, I don't want to lose my family, my marriage, my own life. I want to get some help today and reach out and find somebody.
I don't think you'll ever regret reaching out for help. We usually regret when we don't do anything. And there's times where the intensity of perhaps the mental health issues over time has worn down the marriage and individuals, and everybody is maybe a bit emotionally exhausted. And that's really tough. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough to see a relationship end but this is a opportunity for a turning point. And I'm so glad our caller called, because look, he mentioned, well, there's medication, there's other things I'm doing, I'm getting help. And it may feel like a long journey, but you keep this is for the caller. You just keep making the progress every day. It's going to be worth it. And soon, 6 months pass, a year passes, and you go, wow, my life has transformed. I am healthier. And keep healthy people in your life as well.
Boy, that's major.
Got to have that support and healthy people in your life. So I just want to give encouragement. Keep going. It is so worth it.
If you just joined us, this is the Intentional Living Center we're coming from today, where we reach out around the country and around the world through our podcast, radio, and through our ministry and our events, where we focus on what does it mean to live an intentional life in Christ. It's not about perfection. It's simply about doing that next right one thing. And maybe today we're talking about depression. Maybe the next right one thing is just to acknowledge it. Just say, hey, I have it. It's a reality. I need to get some help. And reach out. It's not a weakness. It's not. In fact, it's a strength to be able to recognize it and get some help. You're welcome to join us. Maybe you have some input, something you've learned. We're talking about silent depression. Maybe you've got that kind of quietly going on in your marriage and your family. We want you to thrive. We want you to find that intentional living can make a difference. And today, maybe the intention is to say, before God, I'm going to step out and get some help and give God the glory for it. 888-888-1717. Maybe this is going on in your family. You're struggling. Maybe you have a tip or something you want to share. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Liz in Michigan. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. What part of Michigan are you calling from today?
I'm kind of the middle of the mitten. I'm in an area of Midland County is kind of where I'm at.
Absolutely. Yeah, we know exactly where you are. And I asked that because we just went on the air today with a brand new station covering all of Metro Detroit, all of Ann Arbor, Detroit, into Windsor, Ontario, at 93.1 in the Metro Detroit. So if you have friends in that area, make sure you let them know for sure. All right. Go right ahead, Liz. How do you relate to this today?
I was thinking of it more of the recognition aspect of it within myself and within my family. I've been suffering with depression for years, and I had no clue what it is, what was going on. I just knew today was off for whatever reason. When I had my son, he'll be eight soon, he started recognizing around three or four, like, something's off with mom. I need to see if I can help mommy feel better. Mm. And so it would be, can we watch a movie together? Can we play this game? Is it okay if we go outside and blow bubbles? Whatever it was, something that he knew would make me happy, or would he seeing him be happy would help me feel better. So I think when you're dealing with depression, as a person who deals with it, it is so important that even your children are going to recognize it, the people around you are going to recognize it, and them necessarily saying something isn't a slight against you. It's, we want to help you. How can we do that?
So you really sensed it because you saw your son trying to make you feel better. You kind of picked up, hey, there's something wrong here.
Well, you know, some days with the particular type of depression that I was diagnosed with 5 years ago, it just feels off. Like, everything feels off in the world when I open my eyes, and I have no clue why. But my son will be like, hey, it's time for breakfast. Can we make pancakes together? I know we love to cook.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. He senses that in me, and he tries to draw me out of that. I just have to function for today.
Mm. Are you getting some help for
mentality?
This?
I do. So 5 years ago when I was diagnosed, I did therapy 3 days a week just to have somebody to talk to. Now I'm about once every 3 weeks, but my son and I sit down every morning because I work an afternoon shift at work. We sit down every morning and we talk about the day before and we write things together. We have a family journal. I have an individual journal. We plan things out that he wants to do with me. So we've, in this journey of my depression, have come up with a routine that works with our family, that works for me, that works for him, so that he still gets to be a kid while I'm dealing with my depression and issues that I have.
Mm. Well, we're glad you're getting some help for yourself, Liz, there in Michigan. Thank you for your call. We're going to take a break. Greg, when we come back, address this. This sounds like silent depression. She was sort of aware. That's kind of that feeling you wake up and the world just isn't right. You know, we'll come back, talk about that, give you some specific things you can do before we wrap up the show here in a couple minutes.
The Bible is full of ways believers in Christ can experience hope. In part two of Dr. Randy's teaching, How to Experience Hope, he continues to go through the Bible and reveals 6 verses that show us how to experience hope from a biblical perspective. When you support Intentional Living with a monthly gift, we'll email you a blog, along with a video or audio of this teaching, featuring a new topic each month, as well as a bonus teaching on various topics that will help you live an intentional life for Christ. To receive this month's special offer, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And I hope you'll do that. 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours, press number 2 for our staff. Or as Kurt mentioned, you can go to theintentionallife.com. And click on the donate information button there for you. Dr. Greg Jantz is my guest today, and he's into this thing of intentional living. And of course, at his place, A Place of Hope in Seattle, they're helping people with depression, anxiety, addiction every day. And so we invited Greg to join us here on Intentional Living. I was kind of intrigued before we started the show. I think when we heard from Liz, it's sort of this, you know, silent addiction, but you said you're on a tour. You're going out around the state of Washington. Are you finding that there's a lot of this kind of silent, people are just off from where they want to be or think they ought to be?
Yes, and there's been a slow deterioration maybe of mental well-being. Anxiety-related problems are certainly at the top of the list, followed by depression. And what we're finding is really just since COVID and all the insanity that folks have walked through, it's taken a toll. We're seeing it with our kids. We're seeing it with our teenagers. And so the rates of depression and anxiety are so high across the country that we haven't ever seen this level before. So if you're suffering, you're not alone. And don't let shame or don't let guilt hold you back for getting help.
Hope you'll do that. Listen, I'll tell you what, Greg, if you're available, we're going to just stay on here for another half hour and record some calls and talk to some friends, learn a little more about this silent depression and the impact specifically on marriage and family. What's going on? I know we probably see an increase in separation and divorce in families where there's more depression, and we'd love to see that turned around. We are committed here at the Intentional Living Ministry, part of Family Life Communication, our Intentional Life Media Ministry, where we're committed to helping live our lives to bring glory to God, and certainly in the process, we bring benefit to ourselves, those we love, and to our family. And so we'd love to have you join in. If you want to talk to Dr. Greg Jantz, you've wanted to share your story or tell us one thing that's helped you with depression, maybe a silent kind of depression in your life, give us a call right now, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. We're wrapping up the show in 1 minute. Greg, if you were to share one thing for a person today who's just, they're experiencing in their family, what one thing would you suggest they do?
I'm going to say hope comes when there's a plan. Today, make a decision. I'm going to get help, get some information, but hope will come when you start to build a plan. So today can be that day of decision where I'm going to do something, and maybe it's going to be a stretch. Maybe I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do it today.
That's right. Good start. First step in intentional living that we teach is to make a decision. Everything begins with a decision. Everything rises and falls on a decision. And then, of course, you either act on it or you live in a world of good intentions, which, well, leads to procrastination, and that's not good. So make a decision and then do the next right one thing. Do that today for God's glory, for your benefit of your family, your marriage. Make that break. Maybe it's hard for you, but reach out, pick up that phone, and get some help. All right, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Dr. Greg Jantz joining me from the Place of Hope in Seattle. We're going to take a break for 24 hours. We'll be back again tomorrow. But I will tell you this, we're going to stay here for the next 30 minutes and just continue to talk to friends who are calling in from around the country. And we would welcome some of our new listeners from Metro Detroit. If you're in Detroit, if you're downriver, maybe you're in Ann Arbor or in the suburbs where I grew up at Berkeley, at 12 Mile and Woodward or Oak Park or Warren, wherever, Pontiac, give us a call. We'd love to hear how, as a new listener, are you enjoying the station? Just went on the air with Family Life programming at midnight last night. And so we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy. Have a great day. We'll be back with more intentional living tomorrow. We'll see you then.